This is an Audio Holdings production.
The Adventure of the Creeping Man by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, read by Edward Raleigh.
Mr. Sherlock Holmes is always of opinion that I should publish the singular facts connected with Professor Presbrey, if only to dispel once for all the ugly rumours which some 20 years ago agitated the university and were echoed in the learned societies of London. There were, however, certain obstacles in the way, and the true history of this curious case remained entombed in the tin box, which contains so many records of my friend's adventures. Now we have at last obtained permission to ventilate the facts, which formed one of the very last cases handled by Holmes before his retirement from practice. Even now a certain reticence and discretion have to be observed in laying the matter before the public. It was one Sunday evening, early in September of the year 1903, that I received one of Holmes's laconic messages. "Come at once, if convenient. If inconvenient, come all the same. S.H." The relations between us in those latter days were peculiar. He was a man of habits, narrow and concentrated habits, and I had become one of them. As an institution, I was like the violin, the shag tobacco, the old black pipe, the index books, and others perhaps less excusable. When it was a case of active work and a comrade was needed upon whose nerve he could place some reliance, my role was obvious. But apart from this, I had uses. I was a whetstone for his mind. I stimulated him. He liked to think aloud in my presence. His remarks could hardly be said to be made to me. Many of them would have been as appropriately addressed to his bedstead. But nonetheless, having formed the habit, it had become in some way helpful.